Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about the art of intimacy with our partner. There's an interesting thing that happens when we fall in love. And that thing is that we have a bunch of brain chemicals that go off in our brain. Dopamine, which is the pleasure neurochemical. The same one that addicts are searching for when they are searching for their drugs or their behavior that allows them to set off that dopamine rush. Now, the thing that you need to understand is that this dopamine rush you experience in the beginning of a relationship is very similar to an addiction, because if you think about when you're feeling in love, all you want to be is with that same person all the time. And when you're not with them, you're thinking about them. Now, another interesting piece of this is that research has realized that the scent of the other person is very important. It's very important because of the genetics that are involved here. At least that's the hypothesis the scientists have come up with as to why the scent matters. So if you're with a person whose scent you don't really like, that could be problematical. They can't change that. It's there for our biology. So this addictive high with these chemicals going off lasts for 3 years in the first relationship, 2 years in a second relationship, and 18 months in a third relationship. And you might start understanding why, if you're a person who is constantly starting over new relationships, why that might be. You're looking for that dopamine rush that doesn't stay in a relationship forever. Because there's seasons to relationships. And this is also why it's important to not jump into anything too quickly in terms of your relationship, like deciding to have a child right away, or getting married right away, or really any life-changing event. Because there's going to be a time when that addictive feeling disappears, and you're going to know it, although it happens kind of subtly. But at some point you're going to know it, because all of a sudden, all those idiosyncrasies that maybe perhaps you ignored, those red flags that your friends and family that love you so much realized about this person that you chose to ignore, start becoming way more obvious to you. The way they dump their clothes all over the floor, or the way they have to always do things the way they want them done. Whatever. We all have idiosyncrasies. But it's at this stage when these things start driving us crazy. However, there's other things that we need to recognize when we're with another person, and that is that we can't change another person. We can only change ourselves. So if you're getting into a relationship with someone who you understand has some issues to contend with, it's best you not fall in love with them. You need to choose to be with a person using your heart and using your mind. You need both sides. Not very romantic to think about it in this way, I realize. And yet, it's so very important. Because I'm sure that you know people who have made the same mistake over and over again in terms of perhaps finding needy people or getting involved with controlling people or whatever it is. And you can't understand why they keep making that mistake over and over again. Well, it's because they don't want to see the red flags. Now, there's a difference between men and women in terms of their needs. Men really need time alone. John Gray talks about this in terms of their cave time to rebuild their testosterone, and that's biologically true. So if a man is spending time with you, going out to eat, talking, and then you get home, and he's turning on the TV, the computer, or flipping the pages of the newspaper, that's because he has to re-energize himself. When he says it really is nothing to do with you, that he had a great time, he really means that. He just needs to recharge. So your job as a woman is to give him that time to recharge and let him know that you're available to pick up the intimacy when he's ready to. It's never about blaming the other person for being who they are, ever. It's about allowing each gender to do what they need to do. And with men, if you are telling them that they're not paying enough attention to you, they might take that as a criticism. And that's one of the things that creates big problems, because then they're going to go at you trying to prove that they're right and you're wrong. So best just to understand their needs. For women, it's about needing to relate to one another. So when the spouse takes his time away, she feels horrible about it. And yet, this has nothing to do with him. She just has to let her needs be known, figure out that maybe it would be wiser to say, you know, it'd be great to get back together after you're done doing whatever he needs to do to rebuild his testosterone, and get on with it from there and not take it personally. Also, if you are dating a person and perhaps they want a child and you don't, you need to realize that this is something that's really important and to address it before you even get to that point in a marriage or in a relationship where a child will ever come up. Because in a lot of cases, women are looking for a child to fulfill them, make them happy, just like a relationship. It's to make them happy. But we can't be made happy by another being. Happiness comes forth from ourselves inside, so that's something we need to figure out how to do for ourselves before even getting into a relationship is the best time. Because that way, you have what you need in order to contribute to the other person involved in the relationship with you. We need to be self-aware of what is going on in ourselves when we get upset with another person. Ask yourself what it is that's upsetting you, because you may find that it has everything to do with you instead of the other person. The other thing is to realize that the problem isn't the problem. What we need to do is to realize that we have a problem, and we can work with our partner to create a solution to that problem. So long as we're not blaming the other person for those things that are triggering us, because that's the self-awareness. Understanding that you may be getting triggered by something that your partner is doing. And we all get triggered. So take responsibility for it. It's interesting to realize that arranged marriages work out better because they go into those relationships realizing that they need to work on it. For some reason, when we're able to choose our own partners, we forget that there is a lot of give and take in a relationship of any kind. And the best thing to understand is that we can back off. We can be understanding. And if we're the person who's having the difficulty, it's best to let your partner know that it's not about them. Let them know you had a really hard day at the job, or you're really tired, or whatever is going on with you, so that your partner realizes that it really isn't about them, it's about you needing to take care of your own needs. And we all have needs. So your partner will be able to understand that and stop bothering you about it, which would be quite the gift. Most of all, let go of the addiction of having to be right. Because that in itself is a huge problem. It's not about getting even because you're right. It's about solving the problem at hand. Together, finding a solution. And the best advice given here is for you to do your conversation to find a solution while you are both in a calm, reasonable frame of mind. I hope that you have found this to be helpful going forward and realize that you needn't make mistakes in relationships. You can go in with your eyes open. You can use your intelligence and your feeling state combined to be able to create a really lovely, loving relationship, accepting your partner for who he or she is, as you want to be accepted for who you are. I thank you for taking your time. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.